Yoshua, Perik Yudalid opens. The Eila Asher Nechalu Bnei Yisrael, the Eretz Canaan Asher Nechalu Osam. Rashi points out on Asher Nechalu Osam that they inherited, that now we're going to speak about Bnei Yosef, Shnei Matos, Tacha Shevet Levi. That Bnei Yosef are now going to get a portion in the lot of land. Through Pasuk Hei, the Novi points out that Reuven and Gad, they took their Nachala on the non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, which now leaves two slots open on the Eretz Yisrael side for the kids of Yosef, Ephraim and Chati Menashe. They take their inheritance. On Pasuk Vav, Kalev approaches Yehoshua and says, V'yikshu b'nei Yehuda el Yehoshua b'Gilgal, v'yomer lov Kalev ben Yefuna. Kalev says to Yehoshua, do you remember what Moshe promised me? I was 40 years old when Moshe sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. Bein arbim shana anochi. I was 40 years old. The Alshuvoso dover kasher levavi. And remember the miraglim that were sent during that time? I answered you honestly, according to my heart, and according to what I saw. And my brothers, who went out with me, the other miraglim, didn't return with such a good report. They strayed from their hearts. Moshe told me at that time that I'm going to get the land. When we enter into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to get the place that I went to as part of my Nachala. Kalev ben Yefuna continues, that was 45 years ago. Now I am 85. Odene hayom chazak, and today I am strong. Kasher hayom shalach oisi Moshe, like I was the day when Moshe sent me. Kikochi az v'kikochi ata v'molchomu v'letzeis lavo. My strength was then, as it is now, in order for me to go to war. So please give me the land that I went to when I was sent as Meraglim way back then, 45 years ago. Now give me that land, the land where you heard Anakim were in. And what was Yehoshua referring to, as it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel? It was referring to, what was Kalev ben Yefuna referring to? He was referring to the land of Hebron. V'yivarchei Yehoshua v'yitein es Hebron l'Kalev ben Yefuna l'nachala. Through Pasuk Tes Vav, it goes on to explain that the Nachala was given to Yehoshua, and there was quiet in the land. As it says at the end of the Perek in Pasuk Tesvos, V'shem Hebron lifnim Kiryas Arba, Ha'adam Hagadol Ba'anokim, that there was the man that was great of all giants, Ba'aretz Shakta Milmochama. Rashi points out, what does it mean? He brings the Medrash Tanchuma, Ha'adam Hagadol Ba'anokim, the man that was great from all giants, this was Avram Havinu. The Parshas Hanaviim explain that the Emorim were rewarded by being able to have their land very quiet during the previous years in order that they could settle the land. What were they rewarded for? For when Avram Avinu came to them and bought Maras HaMachpelah in order to bury Sarai Imenu. The same Medrash notes that Rashi brings that just like they were rewarded for showing honor to Avram Avinu, how much more so are we rewarded? His children, Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, for following in Avram Avinu's way. And the perek ends, Va'eretz shakta milmachama, and the land was quiet from war. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.